This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we'll start off this morning with what I'd like to call some unusual or non-typical ag news. Cargill is investing in Memphis Meats, Inc., a company that makes meat from self-reproducing animal cells. The investment is the first by a traditional meat company into the so-called clean meat sector, according to the Wall Street Journal. Neither company has disclosed the size of the investment, but Memphis Meats said Cargill's investment was part of $17 million in funding that also included investments from Bill Gates and others. The so-called clean meat sector claims it's creating products that are better for the environment than meat from traditional feedlots and slaughterhouses. Cell-cultured meats are far from reaching the dinner table, however. Memphis Meats can make a pound of meat for less than $2,400, and that's down from $18,000 just last year. Further, regulators have not determined how to oversee the process or if it's considered safe. Researchers found earlier this year that one-third of nearly 700 respondents to a survey in the U.S. would be willing to eat cell-cultured meat regularly, and nearly half said they would choose it over soy-based meat substitutes. Well, after 23 years, the United Soybean Board will have a new CEO. The board announced this week that Polly Ruland will take over as CEO of the United Soybean Board in November. She currently serves as CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board. USB says she brings a platform of experience and expertise that parallels the opportunities and challenges facing the soy industry. John Becker, current USB CEO, served USB for the last 23 years and will work with them to support the transition and the incoming CEO until his retirement at the end of 2017. Polly Ruland graduated from Colorado State University with a master's degree in agriculture and the University of Colorado with a degree in English and communications. She also did postgraduate work at the PhD level in agriculture and rural sociology. Well, in some local ag news, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau recently held a legislative breakfast at their office in Carlinville and heard from Congressman Rodney Davis and State Representative Avery Bourne. Farm Bureau members had the opportunity to express their concerns about state and national legislation, and State Representative Avery Bourne says citizens and farmers across the state share many of the same concerns.
I always love when we get together a group of folks in agriculture because their perspectives are so important to the policies we make in Springfield and certainly the ones that Congressman Davis is involved in Washington. A lot of the concerns in Illinois right now, unsurprisingly, are about how state government functions, about school funding, and some of the issues that impact everyone from Chicago to Cairo, right? So I think that that was important to get their perspective from rural communities of what they're hearing and what their concerns are. One thing that did come up, though, the Farm Bureau has been involved in good government initiatives as well as initiatives that are important to agriculture. So, again, 2 years ago they worked on the FAIR MAP petitions. They have concerns about state government operating well because when that happens, then farmers do better. Everybody does better when the state functions well.
I know this is not the first of one of these meetings that you've been to. I know you try to travel around and visit with other county farm bureaus, and I really think you enjoy coming to these and you enjoy getting to visit with farmers and hear their concerns.
I do. You know, I'm a Farm Bureau member. My family's Farm Bureau members, and so getting to hear from folks who are out there working the fields or working with livestock every day I think is really important. I serve on the Agriculture Committee, so hearing their perspectives is important for that work too.
And a comment you made this morning about the Ag Committee, you've had great work going on, bipartisan, everybody's working together.
Yeah, a comment was made during the budget impasse that if we gave the budget to the Agriculture Committee, we could probably get it done. It's one of the most bipartisan cooperative committees I get to serve on, and we've passed a lot of really good legislation out of it, too.
Well, great to hear that, we're getting somewhere on one of the committees in Springfield because we know how some other things have been working. Something else I wanted to ask you about, we just wrapped up the State Fair in Springfield. Governor Rauner last week signed several initiatives affecting the Department of Agriculture and farmers, and I know you have a few of those that you can expand on for us. So go ahead and fill us in.
Sure. So one of the initiatives that Governor Rauner has been pushing are agencies streamlining the process, right, making it easier for people to interact with state government government, cutting some of the red tape, and he gave that task to the Department of Agriculture. So we got to hear from Director Poe. They came up with a long list of initiatives that they thought would make it easier for the agency to operate, also more effective for taxpayers and for folks who are, you know, interacting with the Department of Agriculture on a regular basis. And on Ag Day, which was last Tuesday at the State Fair, I think he signed 11 agriculture-related bills. One of them, folks might have heard of, the Pittsfield FFA came up with an initiative to make Illinois the state grain, corn, which makes sense. So that was one of them. One of them was a task force for agriculture education, so to look at how we can improve and, make more effective agriculture education in Illinois and how we can make that more robust, which is really important because we have so many ag industries that are begging for folks to come into the ag industry. And then one of the bills that I co-sponsored was really a government streamlining bill that said that some of these big publications that the Department of Agriculture publishes every year and they just have stacks and stacks of will be available online only. So that way it saves taxpayer dollars, saves some time, and nobody's got time to leaf through all of those papers anyway.
Well, it's great to hear that there were some beneficial things signed at the State Fair with the initiative about ag education. Is that going to help staff teachers for schools that are, we have a shortage of ag teachers. So is it going to help anything with that?
So we're going to need a multi-pronged approach to get more ag teachers in the classroom. Part of it has to do with education funding, making sure that schools have enough money to hire and provide programs in education. But part of this, too, is a whole comprehensive look at what do we need to do to make this more robust. Is it the programs? Is it the teachers? Is it what we need to offer? So I think that we're doing this from multiple levels. So the task force will look at kind of the environment and what we have to do to support agriculture education. And then from the education funding side, we need to make sure that the resources are getting there so that we can support the programs at the local level.
And once again, those comments coming from State Representative Avery Bourne. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.